It's 14 feet long and weighs about 7,000 pounds, yet many people walk by a steel support beam located at West Cross and Perrin Streets in Ypsilanti every day and don't know what it is.
So did you know that this was part of the World Trade Center?
I did not know that until you told me.
Caroline Cometa is a freshman at EMU. She says she's seen the beam a few times since moving to the area from Africa, but has never gotten up close.
I think everyone should know it and get educated about it. Yeah, and not only Americans, just anyone from around the world.
Since 2011, the beam has called Pease Park at Eastern Michigan University home.
It came from the 74th floor of the South Tower, which was the second tower that was hit. And we think it was a column that was surrounding the elevator shaft at that level.
John Donegan is Vice President of Operations and Facilities at EMU. He runs his fingers over the beam as we stand at the memorial. John and his co-worker Kevin Abassi drove to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to pick up the beam. EMU got the piece after former university president Susan Martin requested it. Kevin, who was a safety systems manager at Eastern and a retired first responder, passed away earlier this year.
When we lost Kevin, a part of me left with him, and the fact that, you know, I lost my partner in this experience, and now it's just me left to talk about it, which is difficult at times. But, you know, I love the man, and he was well received on campus, and this was an event that we had and shared that brought a lot of camaraderie between him and I as two men that I'll never forget.
It was a three-day trip there and back for the friends. John says the drive back was a lot more interesting because the beam attracted a lot of people when they stopped to pump for gas or for a meal.
We had people praying over it. We had people crying. We had people spitting on it. We had all kinds of emotions.
Why would they spit
on it?
Just
that they thought that the whole thing was not a true story, that didn't really happen. I can't explain that.
But John says one person stood out from the rest.
He was kind of giving us a shy kind of look. He'd come look and he'd leave, and he'd come look and he'd leave. And we found out he was actually a salesman for an insurance company, and he was in the building that this beam came from and survived. And we had a chance to talk to him. We invited him to the day that we were unveiling this.
That unveiling took place on September 11th of 2011. An EMU committee helped design the memorial that consists of four circular concrete platforms that lead to the beam that's horizontally resting on two pillars just a few inches off the ground. EMU graduate student Nicole Sherwin was in the second grade when the attacks took place, but says the few times she's walked by the memorial, she's felt a connection.
It gave me the chills earlier. My boyfriend's actually a firefighter, so it really hits home with me when I see stuff like that, because it's, you know, appreciation for people who serve us and things like that.
John kneels down next to the beam to show me just how damaged it got when the plane hit the South Tower. It has baseball-sized dents that looks like someone scooped steel out of the beam.
And you can see where the jet fuel line were.
That's from the actual jet fuel?
Yeah. No, we're assuming that, yeah. The beam got so hot that it bent the steel like this. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah. And look at how the gash is in it. And this beam got so hot that it tore like a phone book here. This is where the failure, we think, actually took place.
For John, this beam is extra special because of the experience he had in bringing it to Ypsilanti. For others, this hidden in plain sight object will serve as a reminder of just how brave our first responders were during one of the most tragic moments in American history. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.